go back to the wedding itself. So you start at the back. The priest walks down with you?
Yes, to the back, you say.
So you meet her at the back.
Right.
You ask her dad.
Right, in
marriage. Did you have to pay a brother?
No, I didn't have to pay him at that point in time. But after we walked out of church, okay, we were not moving until each brother got a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, it's up to a bottle of whiskey. You know, this was a while ago.
This is.
It used to be shots.
A shot? No, this was a full bottle of whiskey. And
did you know in advance?
Yes, I knew in advance.
So you were all prepared?
I was all prepared. In fact, I even went further, and I heard this from other people, that, well, rye was a big drinker at that time. A lot of people like rye. So what I did is, about a year before we got married, whenever I bought bottles of rye, I was very careful not to bust the tab. If you recall the tab that went around the cork, to take it off gently. Why? I would fill up some of the bottles of rye with tea. And I did trick some other, because there was even other people that wanted some whiskey as well. I gave him bottles of tea. Now, they were totally disappointed. My brother-in-law's, I did give him real whiskey.
Yeah, okay.
But there was other people. I know my wife's bridesmaids, she felt that she should get a bottle of rye
too. Good stuff, yeah.
So I did give her a bottle, but it was tea, and she didn't find out till about a day or two later.
I see.